Harper Audio presents A Cowboy for Christmas by Lori Wilde. Performed by CJ Critt. Chapter 1. When she got right down to it, Lizette Moncrief's infatuation with cowboys was what really started all the trouble. There was something about those laconic alpha males that stirred her romantic soul. Their uniforms of faded Wranglers, scuffed cowboy boots, jangling spurs, and proudly cocked Stetsons represented rugged strength, fierce independence, and a solemn reverence for the land. Their stony determination to tame wild horses, mend broken fences, and tend their families made her stomach go fluttery. Their cool way of facing problems head-on, no shirking or skirting responsibilities, weakened her knees. A cowboy was stalwart and steady, honest and honorable, stoic and down-to-earth. At least, that's what the movies had taught her. From John Wayne to Clint Eastwood to Sam Elliott, she'd crushed on them all. She loved Wayne's self-confident swagger, Eastwood's steely-eyed ethics, and Elliot's toe-tingling voice. When she was 16, Lizette and her best friend, Audra, had sneaked off to see a fortune teller at the Scarborough Renaissance Fair in Waxahachie. Inside the canvas tent, Lady Divine, a pancake-faced woman in a wheelchair, spread spooky-looking cards across an oil-stained folding table. She wore